From WNYC in New York, this is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. I'm not going to lie, we don't talk much about Hispanic media. And though we're devoting this hour to this sprawling and politically pivotal universe hiding in plain sight of much of the Anglo world, we know we'll barely scratch the surface. No doubt you're aware of the myriad TV shows, blogs, and video games.
Con Grand Theft Auto 5, Rockstar ha intentado reinventar
the Spanish language political ads.
Soy Barack Obama. Yo apruebo este mensaje.
And presidential forums.
Mientras le damos la bienvenida al presidente Obama.
And Governor Romney.
Y al gobernador Romney.
But did you know that 2 years ago, Fox created Mundo Fox for the U.S. audience in Spanish? Or that the Super Bowl was broadcast domestically last year in Spanish for the first time?
El domingo de Super Bowl está en Fox Deportes.
There have been Spanish language media in the U.S. pretty much since the nation was founded, but we in the Anglo media rarely talk about it because, well, we literally don't understand it. At our peril, as Mexican actor Diego Luna told Conan O'Brien.
Do you speak Spanish?
Yes, I un poquito. Yo hablo español. Es importante que nosotros... yo creo que gente... But anyway, I could go on and on, but I don't.
The thing is, if you want to keep your job in this network, you're going to have to learn Spanish. You know, there's like a...
Yes, because the country, it's all changing over.
47 million people speak Spanish today, and we like having sex. So multiply that for 8 in 10 years.
But while Latino-oriented programming is where the action is, it's not necessarily Spanish language programming. Mark Hugo Lopez of the Pew Research Center's Hispanic Trends Project is co-author of a report on how, quote, a growing share of Latinos get their news in English.
Many of those young Latinos who grew up here speak English or speak English more often than they do Spanish or are bilingual. And when it comes to consumption of things like television or music, will tend to do about half and half in English and Spanish.
ABC and Univision probably were mulling those demographics when they decided to launch Fusion last October, originally billed as a new network expressly for English-speaking Hispanic millennials.
What if?
What if?
What if?
What if?
What if?
What if we could reach and serve the fastest-growing population in the United States in a whole new way?
A 24-hour resource
that truly understands and serves their lives in English.
Fusion's approach changed a bit when it learned more about young Latinos, but more on that later. The point is, the push towards Hispanic media in English already is well underway. Nuevo TV, now with Jennifer Lopez as a partner, launched a decade ago as a Latino enterprise in English. In 2001, NBC created the Telemundo offshoot cable channel called Mundos, programmed in both languages, which capitalizes on the crossover appeal of reality TV shows, soccer, and music videos.
As for news, we should note that Pew found that 68% of bilingual Hispanics say that both English and Spanish language news organizations get the facts straight. Fox News Latino has scored a relative success in English, perhaps because its tone on certain stories differs from that of its mother network. For instance, in reporting the story of the wave of undocumented children crossing the border, the Fox News channel used words like whining to describe the immigrants, whereas Fox News Latino described the immigrants as being held in conditions that were, quote, alarming, shocking, and overcrowded.
I have friends in every organization, and we talk about this all the time, is like, how do you deal with that dichotomy?
Julio Ricardo Varela of the popular website Latino Rebels.
But say what you want about Fox News and Fox News Latino, they actually were the first ones to create this, and they're actually a pretty viable web property.
And they are in English.
They are in English. The other one that people should look at is HuffPost Latino Voices. So HuffPost Latino Voices has a really good, solid staff of young, dynamic HuffPost people. Another property that's doing some very interesting work is BuzzFeed. They're starting to diversify their staff, and they've decided to say, we're going to focus on certain, you know, underreported stories, and we're going to go that route. So everyone's approaching this differently, but no one's really, you know, the trailblazer right now.
But even as these new efforts strive for relevance, mainstream news coverage of Hispanic issues is notable, says Varela, for its cluelessness, which is why Varela and the Latino Rebels blog make a point of documenting embarrassing media or marketing failures with a phrase that we just can't say on the air.
Literally, it means do not, I don't even know if I can say suck.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. It is cruder, but it is a cultural expression that is actually quite universal in the sense that no matter where you come from in Latin America, there might be a variation of it.
Yeah, Conan couldn't even say it on his show.
Okay, so I'm curious, Diego, what's a phrase I should learn if I'm going to exist?
You want to survive in the future in this country, you have to know no, which is an expression. No,
no, what does that mean?
I mean, literally means do not suck.
So we're determined not to suck in this hour on Hispanic media. Rule number one, says Varela, is to be wary of putting all Hispanics into one category. Do not assume that every Latino eats tacos. Sounds easy enough, but maybe not for Fox and Friends on National Taco Day.
So we're actually making some tacos.
All right, so what are the tips we need to know to do it correctly? You grew up on tacos, correct?
You gotta layer it, right?
She did not.
No, I did not.
She's
grow
Colombian.
No,
oh, I didn't know.
A Nicaraguan.
Okay.
Nicaraguan.
No.
Not
but if you
food.
Did, if you did grow
if
up
you,
on tacos.
Yes.
Well, that, like, it could have actually been a teachable moment to be like, hey, we don't eat tacos. We actually eat pupusas. Do you know that you can get those, like, right across the street? Like, on 7th Avenue?
A teachable moment. But this is Fox and Friends, famously dumb. Let's go to something that has a better reputation. Here's an example from CNBC in October, talking about a jobs report.
Right. We're going to call this the Senator Ted Cruz jobs report.
I said that.
And the jobless claims of Senator Ted Cruz.
Do you remember how... In
there,
Obama,
he, there he is.
If we
can
had...
we get some music to go along with that? Some Mexican music,
please,
maybe?
Please.
Or something?
Please.
Okay, Ted Cruz was born in Canada, but his heritage
he's
is actually
and he's Cuban. And he's Cuban.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's saying like, oh, it's Latino. He's Mexican. Now, this type of ignorance really knows no political belief right now.
Even the term Hispanic is murky territory because the country of origin is a far better indicator of identity. And by the way, Hispanic describes an ethnicity, not a race.
About half of Hispanic adults will say their race is either some other race or their race is Hispanic or Latino.
Mark Hugo Lopez of Pew.
And in focus groups we've done, I will ask young Latinos, for example, what's your identity? One young Latino said, I'm Dominican. So a little later in the conversation, I said, so do you ever call yourself Hispanic or Latino? And he says to me, I'm Dominican. He's starting to get a little bit frustrated with me, I think. Later on in the conversation, I asked him what his race was, and he says, and he yelled it at me, I'm Dominican. So it's clear that for him, identity was really about his Dominican identity, no matter his race or his Hispanic or Latino-ness. For many Latinos, I think that that's the case.
Julio Varela's rule number two, go beyond immigration.
If you really look at mainstream news and what they cover, the number one issue is immigration, and that's all they do, right? You never
When it comes to
Latinos. Yeah, and it's like, granted, immigration reform is a huge topic. It's really important. It needs to get solved. But at the same time, we're so much more than that.
Fact is, the vast majority of Hispanics are not undocumented. In fact, they're not immigrants at all. Again, Mark Hugo Lopez.
Yes, there are 8 million Hispanics who are undocumented immigrants, for example, but there are 53 million Hispanics overall, and the majority of Hispanics are born in the United States. Many people, and this happens to me in my own personal life, oftentimes assume that I'm an immigrant if I'm identifying as Hispanic, and I was born in the United States. So when you take a look at the Latino vote, a lot of the discussion oftentimes centers on the issue of immigration and immigration reform. However, when we've done polling of Hispanics, there are many other issues that they point to that are of concern. Things like education, health care, jobs in the economy.
Varela's rule number three, don't talk only to Varela. Okay, we can do that. He also told us not to talk to a demographer, but he said Lopez of the Pew Research Center is great, so no, we won't just talk to Julio.
Like anything, we have diverging opinions. What happens is you bring the one Latino on, they talk about Latino media, and I was like, oh, no, these are the conclusions about Latino media. But that's just part of media, right?
Right.
So my dream is that eventually this becomes sort of second nature because, you know, there are 55 million people estimated who share that cultural heritage. So it's not like we're just sitting here like, you know, with our maracas and eating our tacos.
Neil deGrasse Tyson once said in an interview that when he was much, much younger, someone called him from some local paper on some sort of astrophysicist type issue. And the reporter told him, you know, you're the first black person that I've ever talked to, not about a black issue.
Right.
And at that point, he decided, I've got to stay in this field.
That's, you know, I feel like if you look at this in a spectrum, we're getting beyond the education phase. And like, there's less incidents of mm-mm. And, you know, it'll still happen, but they're not happening as...
There's fewer moments?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, I actually went to a convenience store and there was a beef jerky jalapeno version. There's a sombrero on it. And I'm like, seriously, I have to take a picture of a beef jerky like thing and be like, guys, you might want to reconsider this one. I think they're coming fewer and far between, but they're still out there. Now we're getting into like redefinition. Where do we stand as a U.S. Latino community? And the obvious next step is how do we... And assimilate's not the word, but how do we become part of this fabric where it almost becomes second nature of who we are?
So, we have the best of intentions, but, you know, the road to is paved with those. So, Julio Varela of the Latino Rebels blog will be back at the end of this show to tell us if we avoided those moments. And you can find out what the phrase actually is at onthemedia.org, where we'll link to the Latino Rebels compendium.
Coming up, the quadrennially famous Jorge Ramos of Univision.
I call it the Christopher Columbus syndrome. They rediscover us every 4 years.
This is On the Media.